simply wouldn't be served by his effort. Now, you can act in a press conference, you can, because I'm just not going to talk about that question, this would be appropriate to. But if you're in a debate with an opponent, if you say that, you're number two. So we simply aren't good. The other thing that I think is, and here's a chance to make an enormously important point, that I did see that they did have some prayers in the United. That is, you don't need debates this year, because the differences between these two candidates are so broad and so clear, you don't need debates to point out. I think that is the key point. That's quite true. With Kennedy and me, there were the differences were matters of means. But here, these two candidates, I say, totally disagree on the major issues. There's no reason to debate about them. One's going to present his views and the other present that. So it's true. I mean, if the purpose of the debate is to see, develop the differences, neither is going to convince the other. I mean, there are people who are going to support his view and people who are.
You're not even talking from the same premise for years, so to speak, the same language.
You will never cross. There will always be this. Well, I've got to go ahead and give you your new gimmicks. Here's your pen. These are the new cufflinks, which are the pseudo $1,000 and maybe he doesn't mean about the expense cuts and all that sort of thing. I would put it in very general terms.